Election officials in Ohio are still sorting out a few final ballots trickling in through the mail, but the outcome is certain. Donald Trump won Ohio, and by a little wider margin than what he had in 2016. This after months of polling, predicting a much tighter race. WOSU's Nick Evans joins me now to dive into the weeds of this year's election results. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. So I mentioned polling. What we saw on election night certainly did not line up with the surveys and the polls that we saw, certainly those released in recent weeks. What happened?
So I talked with Herb Asher. He's a political scientist for Ohio State University. He says it probably comes down to how pollsters weight voters in rural areas.
And a lot of the errors that were made seem to be fairly consistent, you know, in terms of either underestimating the Trump performance or overestimating the Biden performance.
Asher notes this was a problem in other states, too. Like, look at Wisconsin, where polls suggested an 11-point lead for Biden. Basically, it appears that it was a little too optimistic for Democrats. One thing that he points to, though, is he doesn't think it comes down to shy Trump supporters.
The three biggest counties, Cuyahoga, Franklin, and Hamilton, all went to Biden, but we've also been hearing a lot about the suburbs breaking for Democrats. Did that hold up?
Right. So Cuyahoga, Franklin, and Hamilton counties, they all saw greater turnout for Democrats. But the thing is, those improvements, they just weren't enough to offset gains elsewhere around the state for the GOP. And it's also notable that in Cuyahoga, even though Biden won, and he won comfortably, Donald Trump was able to pick up about 10,000 additional voters as compared to 2016. When it comes to the suburbs, Democrats really kind of got what they wanted. You know, they closed the gap around Cincinnati, and there were really big gains, really significant gains in Delaware County, north of Columbus. We're talking like 16,000 new voters.
It may still be a Republican county, but, you know, it's not. The Republican Party has changed quite a bit. And of course, Trump is not exactly the candidate of choice for many, suburban, highly educated voters, men and women.
The thing is, it was a bit more of a mixed bag near Cleveland, with gaps narrowing in some counties and holding about steady in others.
So if things played out mostly as expected in the large counties and in the suburbs, where did Trump win? How did he improve his lead?
So one of the first places to look at is kind of over there near Cleveland. There was a red shift in, you know, northeast Ohio. Mahoning County flipped, Lorain flipped, which was a narrow win for Clinton last time around. And places like Ashtabula and Trumbull County right along the Pennsylvania border, they got redder. Biden gained some votes, but the thing is, Trump just gained more.
What you're saying here is, I think, Trump solidifying his support among white working class voters.
And out in the rural western parts of the state, the rich just got richer. Donald Trump took already commanding margins and built on them. Also, we saw light blue counties like Athens or Lucas. They either held steady or, you know, Trump was able to pick up some votes here and there.
WOSU's Nick Evans helping us understand just how Donald Trump won Ohio in 2020. Nick, thanks.
Anytime. Happy to do it.